One of the most distinctive voices in jazz, went silent for 20 years. That's how long Andy Bay stayed away from the music scene. Yet all these years later, people still remember his music, and now they have a chance to hear it again because Andy Bay released a new album. Music journalist Ashley Kahn has this story on Andy Bay's unique voice and unique career.
There's a saying old, says that love is blind.
It's said that if you truly want to hear a musician's talent, slow down the tempo.
Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find.
Andy Bay sings some of the slowest tempos today. Listening to him can be like looking over an artist's shoulder as he puts paint to canvas.
Someone to watch over me. Over me.
You know, I like to take my time and I like... It can be very slow, but it can be still with the edge. I'm always trying to get a groove, but it's always about getting in the pocket. So slow is all right with me, because slow can be very suspenseful.
See what you can do for me.
But Bay's not just about singing slow, and calling him simply a jazz singer misses the point. There's the passion of gospel in his baritone voice, plus an operatic sense of drama.
Oh, you know how to reach me.
I'm a lot of things, but I mean, I don't mind being called a jazz whatever. It's much broader than that. Anybody can put a name on things, but it's about music.
At the age of 68, Bay has been developing his sound for decades. Here he is in 1953, singing the blues as a teenager.
Mama's little boy got the blues. Mama's little boy got the blues.
And here he is at 25, harmonizing in his family group, Andy and the Bay Sisters.
Everybody loves my baby. But my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me.
And by 1974, Bay was singing funky.
Takes a whole lot of experience.
I didn't get any record date for the next 22 years.
In the music world, it's called woodshedding. The time a musician spends away from performing, finding and perfecting his sound.
I was working with my voice. In fact, I was studying with classical teachers because I wanted to learn, understand more about falsetto and trying different ways to utilize the, you know, the soft palate and all that stuff.
What do you mean by soft palate?
The breath. La 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 la. You know, singing with air instead of volume.
La 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 la.
La, da, 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 da.
For two decades, Bay worked at controlling the volume of his voice with precision and extending his range lower and higher.
I'm not so much trying to prove anything with range. I'm just trying to find a certain kind of sound. You can sing a blues at a whisper, and you can belt it, and you can use both dynamics within each song.
Can you give us an example of where you're using the soft versus belting?
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Was found in a stream.
The title of Andy Bay's new CD is Ain't Necessarily So.
He floated on water, till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished them, she says, from that stream.
These live performances were recorded in 1996, the year Bay returned to the jazz scene.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
One of the distinguishing features of the new album is that it highlights his piano playing as much as his voice.
Me without the piano wouldn't feel right, like me without singing. And I need them both. It's like a conversation between the two, but it's like one supports the other.
Once I built a railroad,
made it run, made it race against time.
The CD also features a number of standards Bay has sung over the years, including this one that comes from the Depression era. It's the standout track on the album.
Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
One of the most enduring ideas in the mythology of music is the artist who disappears and returns years later, having mastered his instrument.
Brother, can you spare a dime?
Andy Bay's voice is his instrument, and this album captures the in-the-moment thrill of a master.
Say, don't you remember, my name is Al. Brother, brother, can you spare a dime, brother?
That report comes from Ashley Kahn, author of A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. Andy Bay's new CD is Ain't Necessarily So. To hear songs from throughout Andy Bay's career, go to our new music website, npr.org/music. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Made it run, made it race, it's time.